Rail and underground strikes combined to show worker strength. Tens of thousands of RMT members were striking again over an insulting pay offer, jobs cuts and destruction of their working conditions in August, this time with other rail unions. On 18 and the 20th of August, TSSA union were out with the RMT members on railways nationally. And on the 19th of August, Unite the Union was striking with the RMT on London Underground and Overground. Plus, on the 19th of August, bus drivers in West London were striking at the same time over pay. Broxbourne, Hertfordshire, a striking worker explained to me how the workers are best placed to understand what modernisation was needed on the railway, how it could work, and that nationalisation is needed. He gave the example of how the company invested in new trains that didn't even fit the platforms. Now work to the station is being done by four different contractors that don't communicate and disregard health and safety, but blame workers when something goes wrong. He agreed that we all need to strike together, and that the movement also needs a political voice. He agreed the TUC should use its upcoming Congress to coordinate the fight back, and that RMT General Secretary Mick Lynch should use his authority gained from this strike to take a proposal for coordinated action to the TUC. He also said that, if there was a general election, Mick Lynch should stand, so workers can have a political voice. He said, some people argue we can't change anything. And they are right. We can't change anything on our own, as one person. But we can, when we stand together. B. Gardner, Newcastle and Gateshead. This round of strikes was the first time I've ever been on a picket line, where a bride turned up. A TSSA rep who was getting married later that day came along to Newcastle Central Station. The mood of the strikers on all three picket lines we visited in Newcastle and Gateshead was rock solid. They understand that whether Liz Truss or Rishi Sunak is elected as Tory leader, there is a battle ahead. Both have said they intend to further ratchet up anti-trade union laws. Strikers we spoke to were saying there needed to be coordinated action, including a general strike, to thwart the Tories' attacks. We didn't speak to a single striker who felt the Labour Party under Keir Starmer would speak out for them. There was anger about the sacking of Sam Tarry from the shadow cabinet, for the crime of supporting workers in struggle. There's a growing understanding that workers need a new party that represents us, not the capitalist bosses. Elaine Bruns told Leicester there was lots of tooting from motorists and visits from several unions in solidarity in Leicester. Nigel from the RMT said that we are reaching a poll tax moment where everyone is feeling the rise in energy prices. Sean said he could feel that we are reaching a turning point. Everyone supports striking together. There was lots of discussion about Keir Starmer's Labour Party not supporting workers. The idea of unions disaffiliating and building a new workers' party went down well. John from the Communication Workers Union stood in solidarity and invited the RMT and TSSA pickets to their picket line. He was explaining why they are striking. The deal has more strings attached than the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Picket lines are becoming the conduit for building rank and file solidarity, discussing politics, sharing stories and good-natured banter. Heather Rowling at Monton Green, North London. There were no London Overground trains at Monton Green, and even though National Rail Services weren't facing strikes on the 19th of August, there wasn't a train running until 1 p.m, because of the knock-on effect of all the week's rail strikes. An agency worker felt he had to go in. But the striking RMT members did a great job of persuading him to join the union, which he agreed to do, and to get his workmates to do the same. The striking workers explained that, because agency staff are technically self-employed, other workers like them in RMT have taken strike action without even balloting. The strikers reported that managers who were working were dressing up as regular rail workers to give the impression that more staff were in. But worryingly, rumors were going round that private contractors were planning to do maintenance work, even though it wouldn't be safe with the strike on. Ian Patterson Cockfosters, London Underground workers picketed a very quiet Cockfosters Fleet Depot and Tube Station in North London early on the 19th of August. Workers on both pickets spoke of the looming attacks on pensions. One older striker is paying especially close attention as his hard-won pension faces being snatched away by TfL bosses right before retirement. At the depot, RMT members coming from the night shift stopped to support the pickets, and for a bacon sandwich and cup of tea. Thanks, Chris. They explained how security had initially refused entry to the depot manager, telling him, "We are not allowed to let anyone in." Only one tube driver went into work at the station, citing his ALF membership as a reason to do so. The debate was about how best to persuade him to stay on the right side of the line next time. The feeling is that when details of potential pensions attacks become clearer, motivation to strike will be even wider and stronger. As one picket put it, "It's a class war, decide whose side you are on." Josh Asker, Birmingham New Street, a striking rail worker, told Nick Hart, "In all the years I've worked on the railways, I've never known all the grades to be as brass off as this at the same time." Management and the Department for Transport are wrecking the future of our railways. Worcester Socialist Party members visited both RMT pickets on the 20th of August. The picket at Shrub Hill involved station staff and guards. The pickets at the rear of the station are from signals and telecoms grades and permanent way staff. "The mood is determination, and understanding that this is a fight which must be won." Pete McNally, former member of ALF, RMT and no different trade unionists, organized demonstrations in support of striking rail workers. Swansea Trades Union Council organized a great solidarity rally and march on the 20th of August, with all the local and regional striking leaders in attendance, along with reps speaking from Unite, Unison Local Government and Health, PCS, GMB and Youth Fight for Jobs. After the rally, 150 protesters marched through the city centre. Alec Thraves, Plymouth 100, joined the Trade Union Solidarity March in Plymouth, with representation from Unite, Unison, NU, USDOR, UKU, PCS and NAPO, and the RMT leading the march back to the railway picket. Ryan Aldred,